wenn sie schneiden.
My brother said, that recently I had a phone call from someone. He called me up. He said, I heard your Isaac a little bit of mezuzah. Can you come and help me sort out my mezuzahs in my house? I haven't checked them for a long time. So I asked him, why all of a sudden you're checking your mezuzahs? He said he had a big car crash. He had a crash. And his Rav told him, check your mezuzahs. So just put down a letter. Does the mezuzah, would mezuzah help as a shmirah for what goes on outside the house? Or is mezuzah just a shmirah for what goes in the house? Does mezuzah protect you at all from beyond the walls of the house? So we'll go into a little bit of Indian, a little bit, and we'll see what were the makoras. The Torah starts off, and he talks about the beauty of mitzvah mezuzah a little bit. We spoke last week, the skula, the mezuzah gives arichas yomim. It says it brings a pasuk in the Torah, a man, Yubu Yamechem, someone who keeps mezuzah properly as a skula for arichas yomim. Oh, so this fellow is definitely a skula for arichas yomim. So to have a fatal car crash, that shocks someone keeps mezuzah, they can tell the man, Yubu Yamechem. But the Torah goes weiter, and the Torah says, Veloy oid, not only is mezuzah a skula for arichas yomim, Elo, Habayis, Nishma, Ad Yodoy. The house is protected. Someone has a mezuzah on his house, he's entitled to protection from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And all the Mefarshim, they ask, what's the Veloy Oid? The Beis Yosef says, what's better? It's protection or Arichas Yomim. Arichas Yomim is obviously more than that. It's a bigger bracha than just protection. Arichas Yomim, who doesn't want to live long life? Yes? So they ask, what's the Veloy Oid? What's the Veloy Oid of the Torah? This is the Torah's own Nusach. And everyone comes with their own Hezbel. Beis Yosef says something beautiful. Beis Yosef says, so the Arichas Yomim, someone lives long, doesn't look like such a big nest. Arichas Yomim, people live long. You don't see that it's because of the Kiyum of Mitzvah's Mezuzah. The Beis Yosef, in our house, things happen the whole time. Things get damaged, people get hurt. There's a normal occurrence. And if someone has a Mezuzah on, he guarantees nothing will happen. He says, that is a Nes Nigla. He says, it's bigger than the Nes of Arichas Yomim. That's just a Nes Nista. We know that the Purim, we don't see, there was no Nes Nigla. The whole thing was hidden. That's why it's called Megillas Esther. We have to be Megala, we have to reveal the Hester and see that everything's taka Nes. He says, if someone has a mezuzah, and because Mekai mezuzah properly, it's a Nes Nigla, he says. The Shmira to have protection. We spend money, a lot of money on the alarm systems and all sorts of protection, all sorts of smoke alarms, whatever it is. People put in money. This is a Havtocha from the Gemara, we'll see a bit weiter. Someone who keeps mezuzah properly will have Shmira, which he says is a Nes Nigla. If something just go wrong,
therefore, you've got something wrong in
the
mezuzah.
If something, if something would go wrong inside my house again, something would turn that, which, if the Rebbeinu Shloim was guarding us, that shouldn't happen, then it means we need to sort something out. It's a haftach, the Darkei Moshe says, like, muvtichani, that nothing can happen in a house where the Rebbeinu Shloim is protecting it. And it's a Gemara, we'll get to it. It's mamash a Gemara, Hashem Shemrecho, Hashem Tzilcho, Al Yad Yeminecho, through your mezuzah. We'll go further. Says the Beis Yosef, another pshat in the Veloy Oid. What's the Veloy Oid? What more can we want than Arichas Yomim? So he brings a Gemara, very interesting Gemara, the one with the Zora. The Gemara says that Unculus came again, and the Kaiser sent after some soldiers to bring him back. And he told them not to converse with Unculus, because Unculus will turn him into Gerim. And he said, so they didn't make conversation. And when Unculus put his hand on the mezuzah, they asked him, what are you doing? So he said like this, he says, you go to the Queen of England, changing of the guards, the Queen's inside the house, she is there, she's not there, the soldiers are standing outside, they're protecting from outside. He says, but ask Klal Yisrael, as the uncle said, he said, Shteit Hashem Shemrecho, Hashem Tzilcho, Al Yad Yeminecho, the mezuzah, which is the Shechina is there, but the mezuzah, Kav Yochel, the Rebbeinu Shloim, standing at your door, and we go to sleep at night, we're inside, we're the slaves, we're the servants of the Rebbeinu Shloim, and we go in the house, and we lie in our beds and we sleep there, protected by the Rebbeinu Shloim, by the Melech Malchei Amlochim, who's standing at the Pesach of our door and guarding us. Veloy Oid, is that not Veloy Oid? To have the Melech Malchei Amlochim protecting us is the opposite of what the regular Teva of the Bria is, that the guards protect the Melech, and here the Melech protecting the guards. That's another pshat in the Veloy Oid of the Torah. A third pshat, the Taz says another pshat. He says an interesting pshat. He says, He takes you to see the lashon of the Torah. He says if someone's oisik in mezuzah and he's busy with it, he sees the mezuzah and he's ma'ir himself avas Hashem and yichud Hashem. He says then you have the school of arichas yomim. He says the Torah goes right to veloy oif. Even if someone's completely passive about mitzvah mezuzah, he does nothing to it. He affixes his mezuzah 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whenever it was, he put it up, and now he doesn't do anything about it. He comes in, he goes out, he lives his life, a good life, doesn't do anything. And that's a protection, that's the veloy. The protection happens even on we're not basic. Some mitzvahs have to be involved, every year we have to buy a new esrog, a new lulav, here, nothing. Veloy, even by doing nothing, we have protection. It protects? It's probably the mitzvah. We'll get to that in a minute. It's probably through the mitzvah is the protection.
What's protection?
That no bad thing should happen. And one more pshat, says the Heiliger Bach, this is the Bach's pshat. He says, mitzvahs have skulas, mitzvahs have scha, the Roshan promises us, kavodes arichas yomecho, l'man yirichun yomecho, shluach hakan, l'man yirichun yomecho. Arichas yomim is the scha of the mitzvah. That's one thing the Torah says, you keep your mitzvah properly, l'man yirichu yomechem, b'mei v'neichem. That's the scha. V'loy oid, this is there's something extra in mitzvahs mezuzah. It's not just scha. And this is what he says. Says the Bach, it's not just a scha for the mitzvah. It's not Hashem's promising us if we keep mitzvahs and mezuzah properly, kel chosa. Properly means kel chosa. Keep the halachas, the dinim, or mitzvahs and mezuzah. You have a kosher mezuzah, a good mezuzah, you keep hilchos mezuzah. It's not just a scha, no, it's the mitzias of mitzvahs mezuzah. It's the mitzias. The Rebbe Hashem gave us mitzvahs mezuzah that lies in the actual mitzvah itself, different to other mitzvahs where it's just a scha. It's the actual mitzvah itself which is the protection. The mezuzah itself is the protection. And I'm going to explain it a little bit because it makes a difference. Here in the halacha lemaisa, the way we keep mitzvahs mezuzah. Other mitzvahs, it says kibud ava'im is you get arichas yomim, but it doesn't change the way we keep kibud ava'im. It might tell us, yes, put effort into kibud ava'im, put effort into shluach hakan, because that's the scha you get. But it doesn't tell us, do kibud ava'im in this way, because in this way you get arichas yomim, this way not. Mezuzah, there's dinim which are given to us, because mitzvah mezuzah is a protection, we're told to do it in a certain way to get this protection. And I'm going to explain. The Gemara says, and this is the ikkah I'm going to focus in 10 minutes, 12 minutes, in one halacha, one aspect of mitzvah mezuzah, and this is this halacha. Last week, just very quickly, this is my doorpost on your right. On your right. So this is, as if there's a door frame here, doorpost over here, doorpost, door frame. So this is when you're coming in, we're going to go like this way. Last week we spoke about the halacha on the length of the doorpost, the height of the doorpost, where to place the mezuzah. Just very briefly, we said not in the top tefach, from a third of the way up. Lechatzchil, it should be at the beginning, but anywhere is kosher. If your mezuzah is not at the beginning of the first third, ask your local rabbi if you should put it down or not. Again, I spoke out last week that don't do any changes on your mezuzah without speaking to your local rabbi. We don't play around mezuzah, we don't move mezuzahs. I'm not a poysek. I'm here, I've learned the sugyos, I've spoken to rabbonim, but I'm still not a poysek. No changes to any mezuzah without asking your local rabbi. This week we're going to speak about the width of the doorway. Not the height, the width. And the middle, I'm going to say over Gemara. The Gemara says mitzvah, the word mitzvah, very important. Mitzvah, lehanicha, to place the mezuzah, the tefach, hasomuch, l'reshus harabim. Everything I'm going to say in the next 11 minutes is going to go around this line. Mitzvah lahonicha, to place the mezuzah, but tefach hasamuch l'reshus harabim. So you all are the reshus harabim, I'm the balabais, I'm inside the house, this is the right doorpost as you're coming in. We have a wide doorpost here. We have a wide doorpost, let's extend it. I was yesterday in by the Reb Shaila. As you're going into the room, obviously, where he took his kvitlach, there's a wide doorpost, must have been about this wide, and the mezuzah was not in the middle, where some of us might have placed the mezuzah in the middle. The mezuzah was right at the beginning of the doorpost, in the first, what we call is Reb Chaim Nolish, 8 centimeters, the first tefach, that's where the mezuzah was, and the umakarim, not just a nice hiddah, a gemara. Mitzvah lahanicha, there's a mitzvah. Again, the word mitzvah, we'll see if it's ma'akav or not. Mitzvah lahanicha, but tefach, Hasomuch l'reshus harabim. You're the reshus harabim. We have a wide doorpost. Now the doorpost, that's the mashkoif, another doorpost. Whatever's considered the doorpost, the mitzvah is to put it in the tefach, hasomuch l'reshus harabim. And the Gemara says two reasons for this. The Gemara didn't invent it, didn't make it up. The Gemara says two reasons. One reason is the Gemara that we speak maybe another time, that the mitzvah of mezuzah is to ma'ir as yichud Hashem, to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam, you should see it, as soon as you come to your house, you shouldn't have to wait another, talking about 1 second delay of, yes, is there a Rabbeinu Shlomo? No. 1 second later, yes, is there a Rabbeinu Shlomo? That 1 second makes all the difference. You should see the Rabbeinu Shlomo, Yichud Hashem, straight away, one shine in the Gemara. And the second shine in the Gemara is of the Gemara, because in order you should be protected. In order you should be protected. What do you mean, I have a mitzvah, why am I not protected? So the way I understood from Rashi is, that if you have your mezuzah a bit further in, Rashi says min hamazikin, that it protects you. There should be no mazikin beyond the point of the mezuzah, and the further out you put it, the more protection you have. It says if you don't have it right, this is Rashi, a Gemara. I'm telling you a Gemara. Yeah, we're talking about from the beginning. We want you to have the full protection, and therefore the mitzvah. I'm saying because the mezuzah was given for protection, there's a nafgamina lahalocha how you should place your mezuzah. Again, if your mezuzah is not there, if you have a wide doorway anywhere in your house, a wide doorway. And it's not right at the beginning, ask your local rabbi if you should move it. If someone who's been oisik in mezuzah, but the lechatchila, midina de gemara. I looked in the swam, they say, Pashtas, you should move it. Midina de gemara. I'm talking, saying, you should, Pashtas. I'm saying again, don't move any mezuzahs without asking your local rabbi who's oisik in mezuzah, but Pashtas from the swam, it comes like you should. Someone has a wide doorway.
Yeah, a wide doorway.
A lot of times, like between a dining room, in the house. Oh, so I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a minute. I hope I'll have time to get to that. Yeah. Mitzvah lo'niach be'tefach hasamuch l'rishus harabim. So the Gemara in all these have shmir. So this fellow, the Rav told him that he had a car crash and it should protect him outside the house.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh, we'll get to that. I want to get to that one. Yeah, very good. This fellow, who the Rav told him that it's going to protect him from not having a car crash. Again, Arichas Yomim is a very nice thing, and mitzvah is also a beautiful thing, and it's very good to check your mezuzahs. But if the Gemara, this, I'm not sure if it's a good rai, I think it is, if the Gemara says that you have a mezuzah, but you're not shomor because there's a space without the mezuzah, and you want to be shomor even till there, so then why should we say it's going to protect you outside the house? The Chor is saying it's only within the mezuzah that you get the protection. It's a very nice thing to have protection at home, but outside the home, I'm not. Huh? Yeah.
Once you've got your front door mezuzah, why do you need the second door? You already got your mezuzah from the mezuzah from outside.
Oh, so I'm not. I'm not acquainted so much how mazikim work. Yeah, but I don't. The every room has this chashash mazikin. The way we protect the room from mazikin is the entrance to that room has a mezuzah. Now, I don't know if mazikim have to come through the front. I have to come through the front door. I don't know if mazikim have to come. Every single room, again, this is something we're going to come back and not in this shir, but every single, but when we talk about a bias for mezuzah, we don't mean the house. Every room is a bias by itself, and every pesach is a pesach by itself. And I don't know how, where the mazikim, who, where they come through the chimney, but I have no clue. Now, if you have a mezuzah on that room, then you're protected from mazikim in that room. And therefore, if you have it every room, now, just one or two quick ones. There is the Lashon HaGemara mitzvah. Pashtas means it's not ma'akav. This is what the Rishonim Achrin. It's not ma'akav. That means to say you have to move it, I can't tell you that. It's definitely a hiddle mitzvah. So again, mitzvah, that's one thing. Rishus HaRabim, that's the Lashon HaGemara. The Rishus HaRabim, which others wanted to say, it's only the front door. It's only the one that leads to the Rishus HaRabim. I don't know why it should be like that. There's a lot of Torahs given about it. The Lashon HaShulchan Aruch says, when he talks about putting on mezuzahs, he says, put it on the tefach samoch lechutz. He doesn't mention a word about Rishus HaRabim. He doesn't say it's only the front door. The Pashtas HaShulchan Aruch, the Tor, and other swarm is, it should apply to every single door in your house. There's a lot of Torah about it. I did hear once a shtickle where Mordechai Greenfeld, he spoke in mezuzah by the Yachikala, and he wanted to say, if you have two rooms and they're both mechuyav and mezuzah, and there's a doorpost in between, and for whatever way we put the mezuzah going, which direction, we want to say, because it's two different rooms, so therefore you shouldn't put it the tefach samoch lechutz, you should put it bang in the middle. But that's his chiddush. That's his chiddush, and you agreed it's a chiddush, and you agreed it's a chiddush of the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer Rov, and you agreed the Achokim, and he was just trying to explain what's behind. The Tzanzer Rov said that the ones in the house not don't need this halacha, they also need this halacha, but the mezuzah is coming from both ways, so therefore you should put it bang in the middle. Again, your local rabbi. But Pashtas is neged to every single room. Now, there's another Gemara, another line, is based on this. Mitzvah of Achorei Hadeles is posel. Hashtag. The Gemara does not say the word posel. The Gemara says sakona, the aim bar mitzvah. Very strange. The Gemara normally says kosher, posel. Your esrog is kosher, your esrog is posel. If you put it achore hadeles, it's a sakona. Once again, Rashi explains what's sakona. He says, you haven't got your mitzvah's mezuzah. If you haven't got your mitzvah's sakona, you're bound to sakona. We're trying to say posel, kosher, posel, not kosher, posel. It's It's sakana. We talk about mitzvahs and mezuzahs as a protection. And if your fire alarm's not working, then you're under sakana. Unbelievable. Just by the way, I want to just say with everyone this yidua this. The Rambam says not to put it up as a shmira. We're doing it because the Ribbono Shel'olam told us to do it. We're doing it as the Rambam says it very, very clearly. In fact, the Ginnis Rodim is quoted in Shulchan Aruch by the Gilim Ashrei says, if you put it up just for protection, you don't even have the protection and you don't have the mitzvah. Big chiddush. We're doing it because the Ribbono Shel'olam told us to do a mitzvah. Not the mitzvah, you can say I'm doing it and the schra of the mitzvah should be for protection. Well,
it's an answer for the Goyish house that you won't have.
Yeah, you won't have it. Definitely won't have it. Yeah. Especially that's the mitzvah, that's the protection. We're putting it out because we're doing Ratzon Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam told us to pop a mezuzah. Not the mitzvah of the mezuzah is protection. The hadeles is sakona. Pashtas, it means pashtas. The shachlan is possible. There's a beauty in the Torah. It's not possible. And what does achori hadeles mean? Again, this is our doorway. I'm kimat boro as well. All your local rabbi. I've been through a sugi. I've argued with different people. Achori hadeles pashtas means poshut shat means you put it over here. That means behind the doorway. It's not in your halal. It's not in your. We call this the halala pesach. It's achori hadeles. It's behind. What? If you can't put it there, so we'll get to that in a second.
Is that on the stone there as opposed to on the ridge?
No, that's the ridge.
Let's say this was our doorway. Sorry, the camera. Over here, this was the whole doorway. Let's say, well, I don't want to say that, but if this would be our whole doorway, this wouldn't be. So this would be. So putting it over there is pashtas as possible.
And on the side there, if it's not the doorway.
So if let's say this was the mezuzah, yeah, if this was the mezuzah, putting it there would be possible, chashash possible.
And on the frame right
over here, yeah. So it depends if this is the mezuzah or not. I'm going to discuss that in a second. If I have a, I still have to run off time a bit. But the state, if you're scared your mezuzah is going to be stolen, there was times where those chashash, the mezuzah were being pulled down. Therefore, the state, because it's not muchlis, but the avid possible, so you can put it achori adelis. But pashtas, that is not an ideal place. If you have a patio door, a lot of times you can't put it. The very, very small place to place the mezuzah inside the house is a chashash paslas. What is like we see a lot by the English house over there in the front. So that's another gemara. Again, the word mitzvah, not sakona ve'im b'mitzvah. Mitzvah lehanicha b'chalal ha'pesach. There's a mitzvah to place it in the halal. Now this, you're not missing, it's not a chure hadeles, it's not a chure hadeles, it's not a chashash paslus, but it's not in the halal. Halal means the English word for halal, the breadth of the
halal, you mean the hollow bit, that means you mean the area.
This area, the area of the actual door is called the halal ha-pesach. This, if you put it at the front, where a lot of English houses place it over here, is not in the halal. Again, it's not mitzvah min ha-mufcha. Now, what happens if we have a choice? If we have a choice between you're not going to be able to put it in the first tefach, it's going to be beyond the first tefach, or to put it in the halal, both of them are not ma'akav, the Gemara says the Lashon Mitzvah. I have got a deal personally, I think most Ravonim and most people who will say put it in the doorway and miss the first tefach, if you can't put it in the first tefach, I've got a very strong deal from the Vilna Gaon, it's better to put it there. That means it's better to put it there, I'm not a rabbi, better to put it there than beyond the tefach. Again, your local rabbi. But I'm just trying to bring out that the first tefach is very, very. It's a mitzvah, medina de gemara. Mitzvah, medina de gemara, put it there. Chalala pesach, also a mitzvah. Behind the door is a chashash la'akav. Just very quick, the last shayla, that little bit that comes out over there. So, it's a lot of svaras. We can all assess it ourselves. There's no gemara, there's no ishoinim about it. What is called the mezuzah? Just work it out yourself, think yourself, what were you there, what's called the mezuzah, and what's not the mezuzah means the doorpost. Is the whole wall the doorpost? Doorpost doesn't have to be made of wood. If you only had brickwork all the way along, there wouldn't be wood there. The whole thing would definitely be the doorpost. In this case, well, there is a little door frame, a little thin door frame. Someone puts the mezuzah over there, a bit beyond that. Is that called in the doorway? Is that called the doorpost or not? So in the Svarim Shteit Azay, in the Svarim Lach, I call it, because it's the Haintig, as they say, if that is less than a tefach, then you can, the whole thing can be the doorpost. If it's more than a tefach, then that alone is good. Once it's sticking out more than a tefach, 8 centimeters, then we look as if we're walking through the piece of wood, we're not walking through the whole thing. That's how it's generally brought down. So in this case, if the doorway goes beyond that, then could be, so you work it out yourself. just to end off very quickly, I've gone over time. The Gemara says, we said the Gemara says two reasons. One is because in order you should see the Yichud Hashem straight away, and the other one is you should be protected straight away. I'd like to end off and just say that maybe both of them is one reason. The reason why I protected is because we're doing Ratzon Hashem, we're doing the mitzvah of the Ribbono Shleilam, we're makir, we see every time we come to a new room, we say, yes, there's a Ribbono Shleilam. The earlier you see that, the quicker you see there's a Ribbono Shleilam, that's when we get all the brachas and yeshuas and nechamas, which takas oichsi, we say, amen, 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 amen.
Amen.